is a cabin, humble as can be, on the banks of the old Susquehanna.
Just a couple of blocks down from Main Street in Milheim, two musicians are rehearsing in an old red brick church. They're working on a project that will bring a bit of central Pennsylvania history into a new musical incarnation. But more about that in a moment. First, a tour of the old church that has become their recording studio.
The sound is really nice in here, and it's different in different parts of the space, so you can see that we have...
That's Gary Gykus, part owner of the Green Drake Gallery in Milheim. He bought this building, formerly St. Luke's United Methodist Church, to save it from being dismantled and sold in pieces. It has beautiful stained glass windows.
And it's kind of a Gothic look with a very steep roof, so it has a very, very tall ceiling.
I opt for the full tour of the church, including a long, steep, and kind of scary climb up to the bell tower on a series of wooden ladders. Gykus calls it the best view in Center County.
You're now at least 50 feet above the street. In the home of bats and pigeons, you're now up here. And look at the view. You're on top. You're higher than every building in town.
There's not much room to move around here because of the enormous bell in the tower, made in 1899.
It's a very beautiful old bell.
As he hit that bell, Gykus recreated the very same sound residents of Milheim heard back in the late 19th century. In the church below, some local musicians are working on recreating some old songs from a book that dates from the same era as that bell.
My name is Christine Smith, and I'm originally from Queens, New York.
My name is David Belanco, and I play in a band with Christine called Marah.
Belanco's rootsy rock and roll band, Marah, began in his hometown of Philadelphia in the early 90s. They've toured internationally, recorded for Steve Earle's label, and even had Bruce Springsteen contribute some backing vocals on one of their albums.
Where does the name Marah come from?
It came from the Bible. It was on a South Philadelphia Catholic school quiz, and we just thought it looked cool on a t-shirt.
These two veteran rock musicians now live in Sugar Valley, a couple of mountains over from Milheim. And here in central Pennsylvania, they've discovered a new passion.
We got this book called Mountain Minstrelsy of Pennsylvania, and it was a collection of song fragments and song lyrics collected around 1850 and 1900 by a guy named Henry Shoemaker.
Belanco flips through the small bound volume with yellowing pages and a faded orange cover.
If you look through it, you'll see things that passed through Pennsylvania. A lot of it came from Ireland or from another place, but they were collected here.
For Belanco and Smith, this little hardcover book presented an intriguing challenge.
There's no music in the book. There's just some words, you know.
So Belanco and Smith decided to write music for some of these song lyrics and make a recording of them, bringing the old songs back to life. Belanco says they're making this recording just for the love of the project. They're not recording as the band Marah. Instead, they're collaborating with some local folk musicians. Both the new band and the album are named after the book, Mountain Minstrelsy.
The people involved in it, you know, they're from here and there's no expectations. It's not like records I've made in the past. It's just we're doing this because it's there to be done. And that feels really cool.
One of the most surprising things about this project is the recording equipment, now housed in the office of the old church. I haven't seen so many reel-to-reel tape machines in one room since the early 1990s.
One of the coolest attractions was the idea to marry an acoustic building, a church, with a great old tape recorder, Studer 8-track tape recorder, which is sort of like the tape recorder that Miles Davis would have made Kind of Blue on. It's difficult to use. It's a different process, and it's not casual. It's tense. When the tape is rolling, there's a feeling in the room, and people perform in a wholly different way, and it also sounds fantastic.
Belanco says he's disenchanted with modern recording practices.
It's become about just correcting mistakes and manufacturing music, and it doesn't sound good.
Mountain Minstrelsy is going for something very different, something authentic.
It will feel, upon completion, very lived in. And that's a thing you don't hear that much anymore. It will feel like, boy, somebody was really present when this happened.
Belanco hopes it will convey a feeling for Central Pennsylvania's history.
That was the goal, was like, can we try to capture something about the way it feels to drive through some of these valleys and imagine if it was 100 years ago.
Mountain Minstrelsy continues to record and perform their new old songs in and around Milheim, Pennsylvania. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.